Praise God. I want to turn our Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Time to kill and a time to heal. Time to break down and a time to build up. Time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Also want to turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 24. And go there, Matthew chapter 24. Verse 1, it says, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him and for him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. It's a funny answer when we think about it. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and you shall see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Praise God. Let us pray this morning. Father, we thank you once again for being in your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for your people. Thank you, Lord God, for your word, your spirit that is here. Pray, Lord, that you will minister to us this morning. And I pray for your anointing. Anoint our hearts and our ears. Anoint your servant in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to minister to us on the Lord this morning. Understanding the times. Understanding the times. Amen. There's one thing about knowing the time, but there's another thing about understanding the purpose of their time. 12 o'clock midnight can be an end of a day to some people, end of an era, end of life. But to another, it can be a dawn of a new day, a new hope, a new beginning. Time has many definitions in the dictionary. And here are some of them. The system, time is the system of those sequential relations that any event has to any other as past, present, or future. Indefinite and continuous duration regarding as that which events succeed one another. Or it's a duration regarded as belonging to the present life as a distinct from the life to come or from eternity. Finite duration. Another definition is a limited period of interval as between two successive events. A long time. But time is for man. God made time for man. Amen? The Bible says, in the beginning, God. Beginning was only for man. Because God was always was. And always is. And always will be. Amen? We have a beginning, a time that we were born. And we have an ending. A time that we are going to be out of here. Say amen. Amen. You're not going to be here forever. Amen. Has anybody seen a 200-year-old man walking around? You haven't seen any 200-year-old man. You've seen 200-year, maybe, trees and buildings. I know the doctors are trying so hard out there to keep us alive. But time is only for man. We have a beginning and we have an ending. Amen. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die and next the judgment. One day we're all going to go. Amen. If the Lord tarries, there's all going to be new people in here. Amen. In the next 50 years. Amen. Hallelujah. But God, time governs man. Time we wake up, time we eat and go to work and sleep, it governs us. But God is not governed by time. Amen. He lives outside of time. Actually, time lives inside God. Because he lives in eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. One of these days, everything's going to be finished. Amen. When we all going to live in the presence of God. And the Bible says that time will be no more. It'll be eons and eons and eons and eons. And your mind cannot even fathom what eternity will be like. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our life on this earth is only limited. The Bible tells us in James that it is just a vapor. Amen. If you spray your underarms this morning, I hope you do. Or you boil the kettle this morning, that vapor that comes and it's not there. For another minute, it's gone. The Bible says that our life is just like that. It's just a vapor. It's just like the flower of the grass. It flourishes and it withers away. And it's gone. Hallelujah. We do cherish our life here on earth. Could be 50 years, could be 70 years. But our life is nothing. Really. When you compare that to eternity. Hallelujah. It's like you take a bottle of water and you go out to the beach or to the lake and you pour that water. Compared, that's our life. Our life is like a bottle of water compared to the vast ocean out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Time. But this morning, I know that you know what I'm trying to explain this morning. We do live in a different world today than what our forefathers and generations that have gone before us lived in. Amen? And a world that is constantly changing. It's rapidly changing, even before our very eyes. Amen. You don't have to be a professor today to know that we are living in a different time. Amen. And I'm not just referring to the change of months and years. I'm referring to the changes in man, the changes in man's attitudes, and the changes in what is in their hearts. Amen. The changes of the state of being of mankind all over the world today, whether you live in the Western world, the Asian continent, or if you are in the Middle East, Africa, or in the Pacific, there's been major events that have occurred that tells us that we are truly living in a different time. Amen? Even I come from Fiji. They say where the place where the world should be. And then we had four coups. Four military coups. And everyone started running away. Even the most peaceful place on earth. It's a different time that we're living in, isn't it? Our children. Our neighborhoods. It tells us that men's hearts, the Bible tells us, have become so darkened. Things you wouldn't believe could happen has happened in our day today. Happening before our eyes, evil seems to be more magnified and praised than good. Evil has become good and good has become evil. Right has become wrong and wrong has become right. And even this spirit has crept into to the religious world. To the people that are supposed to believe in God. Amen. That this spirit has crept in inside and they have been taken by the same spirit. Churches have been caught up also with the spirit to a point that they've lost their convictions and their voice and their stand for righteousness. Hallelujah. Jesus said that iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold. Paul's second letter to Timothy in chapter 3 said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. We heard it this morning. You know that we are living in the last days. Amen? Perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Oh, do men love themselves over there? Amen? Look at me. Look at my muscle. My tattoo. I'm this and I'm that. We live in a world like that today. I'll take my selfies. Me. I. That's the spirit. Amen? But Paul described it. The man shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous. Every second word is a swear word. Unthankful, unholy. Disobedient to parents. Hallelujah. And Paul described them 2,000 years ago. And he said, in the last days, these are the people that's going to be living in the last days. And I hope that you believe that we are living in the last days. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hands up if you believe that we are living in the last days. Amen. Anyone believes that we are living in the rapture generation? that Jesus can come back anytime? As a believer, we all know and we all believe that Jesus can come back at any time. You see, we know the time. And we know what to do. But knowing the time is not enough. We need to understand the time that we are living in. Why we are here at this time for such an hour. Why God brought us to be in the church for such a time as this. In this generation. In this time. Have you ever thought you could have been born 400 years ago? I could have been born maybe 500 years ago. Or maybe 200 years ago, my forefathers would still be cannibalism. But God knew the time that we are going to be born. Because God knows all things. Amen? Nothing happens by happenstance to God. Amen? Everything is done according to His purpose and according to His will. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe that we are in the time that we are in right now because God orchestrated it. Hallelujah. We all put our hands up when we ask you, do you believe that Jesus is coming? Do you believe in the rapture? But if we don't do anything about it, then we don't really understand the time. Hallelujah. We know what time it is, but we don't understand the time. Hallelujah. I'm preaching this morning about understanding the times that we are living in. Praise God. And understanding why God has brought you here. Praise God. You know, this is God's vineyard. I always tell the church in Darwin, Brother Downs, I didn't go out there to get you guys. I didn't go out there to pay for you to come to attend the church. God brought you here. And God, this is God's vineyard. He came and He brought you and He planted you here. Hallelujah. So that you can bear fruit for Him. Hallelujah. And I believe that God has brought us, regardless of our background, regardless of where we've been, what we've done, and God has saved us and brought us and planted us in our vineyard. Praise God. In His vineyard. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus came the first time. And the church people, the ones that were reading the Bible, they knew. They read all the prophecies about Him. They missed it. Bible says He came unto His own and His own received Him not. But to them that believe Him, He gave them the power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. He came to His own people. After they've read the Bible for so long, they were going to church and they were doing their sacrifices. They were doing all the rituals. But they missed it when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. They miss it when the Messiah was born right in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Church, I'm telling us this morning, praise God, Jesus came the first time. They missed Him. Hallelujah. He's coming again. Hallelujah. Let's not miss it this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has brought us to be in the church for this hour. For this time, for His second coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, on His triumphal entry to Jerusalem, He looked over Jerusalem and He wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And He wept over them because He said, you missed the day of your visitation. If only you knew who was riding this donkey. Hallelujah. If only you knew. Church, this morning, if we understand this time, then I believe we will go ahead and do what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. God knew that you were going to be here in church this morning in December. Is it December yet? No yet. Tomorrow. In 2014. If we understand the times, we will stand up and be counted. Amen. If we understand the time, we will pray for revival and for our land. If we understand the time, we will not give up and give in easily. If you understand the times, we will lay down our selfish ambitions and we will do the cause of God. If we understand the times, we will lay down our lives for the gospel. If you understand the times, we will reach the lost like never before. If you understand the times, we will give until there's nothing else to give. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you understand the times, we will love and we will forgive. Amen. If you understand the times, we will endure until the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching about understanding the times this morning, church. Hallelujah. God is reminding us again as a church that we need to know why we are here. Amen. What we are doing here. I'm not just in church for church's sake. Amen. God has brought me here. Praise God. God has planted me here. Hallelujah. The prophets of old and men of God understood the time that they were living and the task at hand they were assigned to do. Praise God. David was standing on that day at the valley of Elah, and he heard this cry from Goliath. Give me a man! Give me a man! For 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. Yes, we may say it's a coincidence that, you know, he went there to give his the brother's lance. Hallelujah. But it wasn't a coincidence. Nothing happens by coincidence to God. Amen. Everything works under his purpose. He knows the people that are his. Amen. They that know their God will do great exploits. Amen. David had a relationship with God that Saul never had. Praise God. And on that day when he stood there and all the men, the Bible says they were so afraid. You know what so afraid is? They were dead scared. Hallelujah. They were so afraid. Even Saul, who stood head and shoulders above all, he was afraid. But they chose this young man. Think about it. They chose this young man. And the stake of the whole nation was upon this young man. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he stood there on that day and he declared, hallelujah, you come to me with all your weapons, but I come to you. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord of hosts. Amen. Not only that he knew his God, he understood the time that he was there. Amen. Because there was no one else there standing up. Praise God. For his nation. But a young man stood up and said, use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Make me, Lord. Use me. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is not looking for ability. God is looking out for availability. Praise God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He understood the time. The three Hebrew boys, they stood up against the king of the world at that time. Amen. You know, most of his Bible characters, they were standing up against the might of the world, the superpower of the world. Amen. And they stood up. They said, if we die, we die. Amen. But we're not going to bow down. Praise God. If you understand the time, we're not going to bow down. Amen. Of all the Goliaths out there in this world that we are living in. Praise God. If we understand who we are, we understand why God has placed us here for such a time as this. Praise God. They stood up and they defied the king that day. Hallelujah. They didn't want to bow down to the image. And the king made a decree that day after they were brought out from the fiery furnace that everybody needs to worship the God of these Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. Well-known story of Esther. We know the story very well. Hallelujah. She was there. You know, God works. The Bible says all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to our purpose. To His purpose. Amen. All things are working together for good. Not all things are good. We may face trials and tribulations. But all things are working together for good. Hallelujah. To them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to His purpose. Amen. God's purpose is much, much bigger than ourselves. It's much bigger than the organization. It's much bigger than, our families, our ambitions. God's purpose is, hallelujah. Praise God. And Esther, when the uncle said, hey, send this to Esther. Tell her that she needs to go and see the king. And Esther, she sent back a message, said, no, I can't do that. No one can go and see the king without an appointment. She didn't understand the time. But Mordecai understood the time. Amen. And sent another message. Hallelujah. Tell her. You better tell her. This is her moment. This is her time. Hallelujah. I know she was an orphan girl. Amen. She had no mom and dad. And, I raised her up. And all these things. And the king chose her out of thousands of women to be the queen. I made all those things. It's God. Amen. It's not her own doing that she is now become the queen. This is the moment that she's there. Hallelujah. I want to preach to us this morning again, understanding the time, knowing why we are here, what we are doing in this place. Hallelujah. One of these days we are going to be gone. Praise God. But God has brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah. If I don't understand that, brothers and sisters, I would be still in Sydney. I wouldn't be going out to the 35, 37 degrees, 90% humidity in Darwin, where aircon works overdrive day and night. This is the first time I wear my coat. Where it's so expensive to rent. You can't find a place to rent. If you find one, maybe 3/4 of your, maybe 5/6 of your wages is gone just to pay the rent. That's the truth. I'm not exaggerating. That's how much. But if I knew all that, and people say to me, oh, it's so hot in Darwin. Hallelujah. I said, Darwin, hey, hell is hotter. Amen. If I knew all that and I calculated all, I would have told Pastor Lega, I'm not going. I would have told the whole mission, I'm not going. Hallelujah. But I understood the time. Amen. There's people out there that needs to hear the same gospel that you hear. Amen. There's people out there that needs to be baptized in the name of Jesus. There's people out there that needs to know the oneness of God. Come on, let's clap unto the Lord. I'm preaching better than you responding. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Mordecai said to Esther, man, you don't understand. You don't understand, girl, you know, why you are there. You are there because this is your moment. This is your time. You are the only link that God has placed there. Hallelujah. For the salvation of all your people. Amen. And let me tell you this morning, for the salvation of your family, sometimes it's you. You're the link. Amen. When I came into this, my dad said, oh, you can't be a Pentecostal. No, we are all Methodists. All your forefathers are Methodists. We are all Methodists. I'm the first Pentecostal in my family. Amen. But I stood my ground. Hallelujah. And after 10 years later, I went back to Fiji and baptized my sister, baptized my brother-in-law, another sister, and the kids. Amen. And today, there's this cousin that is also a pastor, and my sisters are all in church. Hallelujah. Because we need to understand why God has brought us here. Amen. For this time. Praise God. Church, it doesn't really matter how evil the world has become. Amen. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. That's why God has placed, still leaving the church here. Amen. God has placed us in the world at this time to be the light, to be His voice. The darker the night, the brighter the light. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, some people say, oh, if only Jesus was here, Paul and Peter was here, and all those people who were here, I'll live successfully for God. Let me tell you, the same power that they have, we have. Amen. The same works that they did, we can do. Hallelujah. And this is our time. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. Can we call the musicians, please? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you really believe that Jesus is coming back, let's act it. Let's show it. Amen. Time is short, really. Time is really, really short. And we need to be about the Father's business. I know there will be a lot of obstacles. Amen. If you keep on reading all the news, you'll feel so negative about life sometimes. But God has placed us here. Hallelujah. In wherever you are, for you to be the salvation of your family, of your people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just lift our hands to the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.